Hello and welcome to the Scholar Circle, scholarcircle.org. I'm Maria Armudian. Why are the number of insects in fast decline? What does it mean for our food supply and our long-term survival? Scientists say climate change is not the only reason. And we are joined now by Dr. Andrew DePaida. He's a researcher in the School of Biological Sciences at the University of Auckland, and we're discussing his most recent study, estimating the biodiversity of terrestrial invertebrates on forested land using DNA barcodes and meta-barcoding data. Welcome to the Scholar Circle. It's great to have you here with us. So we were reading a little bit about the biodiversity that you've been measuring, insects and how abundant they are. And perhaps it's really important for us to start with, what is their role? Like, why is this important that we understand what's happening with our insects?
Well, insects are one of them, well, the most diverse group of organisms on the planet. So there's millions of species of insects, basically. And I should probably mention other invertebrates as well, like invertebrates collectively are the majority of animals on Earth. So they're a really huge group, and we don't really understand much or know much about most of them just because of the sheer number of species there are. But it is known that they have important roles in ecosystems such as nutrient recycling and decomposition. Things like pollination, such as, you know, bees are an obvious example. They're really important for pollination of something like 80% of the world's crops. Also, just sort of direct inputs of nutrients into the soil, sort of shredding, decomposing stuff in the soil so it makes nutrients available to other things. Also, food web effects, such as predators have been found to have, like invertebrate predators, insect predators have been found to have effects on things like carbon cycling and nutrient mineralization. So there's a small range of insects that quite a lot is known about in terms of their roles in ecosystems, but there's also a vast array of other invertebrates and insects that we really don't know anything about, but it's fair to assume that they have a fairly important role in the ecosystems where they live.
So we're hearing a lot about decline of certain kinds of insects, and certainly we've heard about the bees, but I understand it's beyond the bees at this point. What do we know? Like, what is in decline? And how much is it in decline?
There have been a few studies looking at particular insects, such as certain butterflies, for example, which have shown that they've declined in species richness or abundance in particular locations over periods of several years to a decade or two. That kind of work hasn't been done on many species at all, however, although there was a recent study which looked at total insect biomass over a period of 27 years in Europe or in Germany, and they observed an 80% decline in insect biomass over that period, which is quite striking.
That is a big number.
And they didn't really, or were unable to attribute it to any particular cause. Things such as climate change and habitat degradation are often cited in biodiversity declines. In this case, they suspect it was possibly an effect of agricultural intensification.
So maybe we should talk about some of those things. Like, we know that climate change is heating up certain places and causing various types of ecosystem shifts that are making it harder for those organisms that live there to continue. But do you think you could help us to understand, like, what's causing decline there? So I saw that you looked at a forested area of New Zealand, for example.
Yeah.
What do we know about what's happening there and why?
In this particular island, which is called Hauturu or Little Barrier Island, we analyzed invertebrates from basically sea level up to the summit using DNA techniques. And this is a habitat which is very intact, basically. It's had some forest clearance and impacts such as that at the lower levels back in the 1800s, but unlike most other parts of New Zealand, there are no mammalian predators, and it's populated with a lot of endangered birds and also things such as the tuatara, which is an ancient reptile, and other organisms which are otherwise quite rare, if not extinct, on the mainland of New Zealand. So we concluded that there was something in the range of 6,000 invertebrate species on this island. That included about 4,000 insects, potentially. This was in considering both the things that live above the ground and also the invertebrates that live in the soil, which is a part of an ecosystem which is not often examined. So there's actually a lot of invertebrate biodiversity that's in the soil, as well as the things you more commonly see, such as, you know, the flying bees and moths and butterflies and so on.
So how would you compare what you have found in this remote island where there's really not a lot of degradation compared to another area that might be facing, like what you mentioned, you know, farm intensification?
When we analyzed the invertebrates on the island, we did that by looking at their DNA sequences. So we've got all that DNA sequence data, and we can match that up with DNA sequences from other invertebrates collected in other locations. So we could find out whether the same species are present in both places, or we can also use that data to determine how many species, how many different species there are. And we can compare the number of species on this island versus the number of species in another more degraded habitat. We do actually have data from some other places as well, and it appears that the island has considerably higher invertebrate biodiversity than we see in some mainland sites, although we haven't formally examined that as such yet.
Do you have a sense in other places what is causing a decline? And I guess as a part of that, should we be concerned?
The general sense seems to be that it's human development-associated factors which cause declines in invertebrate or insect biodiversity, such as urban development, habitat fragmentation, pollution, agriculture, use of pesticides, that sort of thing, which is, it's the same set of things which typically feed into the extinction of other groups of organisms, such as birds and mammals as well. But the difference with invertebrates is that it hasn't really been recognized until recently that they're decreasing in terms of biodiversity or biomass until very recently. In New Zealand, we can say that there's a general decline in invertebrate biodiversity from native forest sites to agricultural sites, which is consistent with what has been observed elsewhere. It's consistent with these theories about habitat degradation and urban use of agricultural intensification and that sort of thing.
So how concerning is this to lose the biodiversity, particularly from invertebrates like insects?
I think it's very concerning, actually. There have been some perhaps alarmist estimates that insects will become extinct within a few decades based on current trends. But given the apparent role of invertebrates and insects in all sorts of ecosystem processes, it would be very disruptive if that group of organisms was basically removed from ecosystems everywhere. So it's obviously a concerning issue.
So give us some examples of, like, suppose we lose a certain number of these invertebrates from an ecosystem. I mean, would you be thinking there might be a tend towards an ecosystem collapse without them, or would there be an adaptation? I mean, what's your sense of this as a scientist?
My sense is that the effects would probably be a whole variety of things. I'm not sure whether they would extend to a complete ecosystem collapse. Perhaps at the extreme, if there were no invertebrates present whatsoever, that would happen. But to give obvious examples, if you removed the pollinator invertebrates from the system, then the plants wouldn't be able to reproduce and develop. Another example I'm aware of is that removing predatory insects, I'm not sure if they're beetles actually, from a particular habitat had an effect on the dung beetles. So it changed the degree to which carbon was brought into the soil and made available for primary plant growth and that sort of thing. So there'd be probably a whole array of different effects depending on the particular invertebrates that were involved.
So if you were going to be advising, say, policymakers about where we need to be going from here, from a scientific point of view, what would you say?
I would suggest that some things that could be done would be trying to limit the use of pesticides in agricultural contexts, ensuring that agricultural areas include a range of plants and habitats within that, so that you're basically providing a place for the invertebrates and the insects to live, rather than allowing these sort of monocultures of one crop, which, and then blasting it with herbicides and pesticides to try and maintain that one crop. you basically need to have a variety of spaces and resources and a lack of pollution and pesticides that in order to enable a rich invertebrate community to exist. So any move in that sort of direction, I think, would be helpful.
Well, Andrew Tapaita, it's great to have you here with us on the Scholar Circle. Thank you so much for sharing your research and your wisdom with us.
Thank you for having me.